in. Welcome to the second episode of Industries with me, T-Dot. And I have my friend Pat Finley here. He's in a band called Here Now. I'm surprised I'm not wearing the shirt right now. I was wearing it the other day.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But these are my other friends.
I like that shirt.
Yeah. We're going to chat about the music industry and the balance of the service industry and how he keeps hope alive with both. I'm going to start off. So each of our episodes, we do like a little pre-shift playlist. I'm going to let you introduce yourself along with a song that you probably even listened to today, or like a certain song that you listened to like get you in the right mind for either your work shift or your recording shifts, or maybe even both. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the song I wake up to, my alarm clock, "You Make My Dreams Come True" by Hall & Oates.
Well,
it's the best way to start my day.
Nice. No matter the day?
Every
well, that's
day,
your alarm clock. Yeah.
And I'm psyched when I hear it.
Nice.
I feel like it starts my day off right. I'm in a good mood. It was a hard time picking that song because I was like, what will I not get tired of? What will I be mad if I get tired of?
Yeah.
So Hall & Oates it was.
Is that for every... That's just every day.
Every day.
What do you listen to when you're walking into work?
Lately, nothing. Because I've been riding my motorcycle to work.
Cool.
But usually I'll just put on whatever is relevant. Whatever I see, like, you know, my Instagram feed or whatever someone's talking about, I'll check it out.
Cool. So you're supportive. You're very supportive and have an open ear.
Yeah, I try to. I can't say I listen all the way through all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you learn what pulls you in instantly and what turns you out.
Yeah. But yeah, cool. I try to start the shift with a... just a clear head.
That's cool. Sometimes I used to go in like either like hype or chill depending on the mood. Sometimes I would like be coming from yoga and I like go into work and like be too chill.
Too chill.
I'll walk into a fucking shit
That's
chill
a
of a happy hour.
Too
and I'm like,
chill
fuck.
Is a thing.
Yeah.
And too hype, you'll be burnt out before the shift's over.
Yeah. Right after happy hour, it's like, damn, now the shift starts again. That's
how
crazy.
Do I get hype again?
Where's, yeah.
Where's
where do
the
I
hype?
Go? That's yeah. So tell me about yourself and your band.
So I am 31, born and raised in Philly.
Been You're South Philly, born and raised, right?
Yeah, I try to hide it, but that is very true.
Your mom told me that.
I didn't know you knew my mom.
Well, Thanksgiving, Doug.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're in my house on Thanksgiving. We drank all that tequila.
Yeah.
That's why I don't remember.
Yeah, cranberry margaritas are not that great in for Thanksgiving. I mean, they are.
They were great.
They were delicious, yeah. But, you know, a pitcher each, almost.
We drank way too much. My mom was always super into music, rock music, a lot of Tom Petty. My dad was into, like, Pink Floyd. My dad plays drums in a band, or played drums in a band. Still never saw him play, but one day. And so my mom's, after my parents split up, my mom's girlfriend, she bought me a guitar. She figured it'd be fun for me to do. She was always into music. So in high school, I started playing, and my buddies were like, we need to start a band. And it was one of the worst bands. Everyone's first band's the worst band.
Straight garage band?
Yeah. Basement. We lived in South Philly.
Yeah, okay.
We didn't have garages. Just pissing off everyone's parents.
That sound actually travels a lot. Like out the basements.
I know. I don't do anything at my house because I don't want to piss off my neighbors.
Yeah.
He's yelling and screaming or playing guitar.
Yeah.
It's very few and far between. But, damn. So, my band. One day I got tired of dealing with other singers and front men. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to learn how to sing. So that's how I started this band. I was trying to just still play music, keep my dream alive, and also replace the guys that irked me in the past.
Yeah. So with all that, were you, when did you start working in the service industry?
My first job in the service industry, I was probably 18 or 19. Out of high school, I was going to community college, and I was, should I say where I worked? It was in the city.
Yeah,
it was a cafe.
Yeah, okay.
They did like coffee in the morning and sandwiches, and then like some really awful table service at night. And then, yeah, I've been in the service industry since.
Cool. Did you find that, like, very, like, one of the, a good job to keep while you're pursuing other things?
I can't imagine having another job and pursue this. Just, I make enough money working, not full time. Yeah. And, I could, it, when we do, we take trips and play music or, you know, whatever we got to do that's out of the city, it's super easy to take off. And it's, if I ever want to take off, do anything extra or want to pick up more shifts, it's the easiest.
Yeah. It's very reasonable in time managing, like time. You can manage your time very well, and it's not too consuming to where you lose your focus from your real project.
Yeah, and when work's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Once I'm out the door, I don't have to think about it again until I'm back in the door.
Yeah.
Unless the weeds were heavy.
The weeds were heavy.
I'm just bogged down all night.
And then that becomes one of those problems when you just go out.
You start drinking. You
start drinking, and you're mad about one table, and then, you know, that sets 3 hours back from your next day.
Oh yeah. Forget singing after one of those nights.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been caught into like a, we all, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've been there, like a, you know, the good old bender.
Like, oh yeah.
It just, you know, it takes 2 days, and next thing you know, you're like fucking, you know, 3 days in your life behind.
What have I done?
Yeah.
I lost a week.
Yeah, it was like like, how do you distance yourself from that and, like, keep your focus on, like, not getting stuck in that cycle?
You know, I...
Even though I feel like it does come up every now and then, but yeah. It's an acceptance thing, like, yeah.
I wear trash shirts to work.
So you don't want to go out afterwards? And
yeah.
That's a sick... Like, I can't be seen in this t-shirt.
Yeah, people are like, oh, let's go out tonight. And I'm like, oh, I really do need something to drink or something to chill out. And I remember what I brought to wear, and I'm like, oh fuck, I look like a homeless person. I can't go out.
Just gotta go home.
I'm just gonna go home.
That's a good way to trick yourself into it. That's sick. That I used to like try to like bring an extra shirt because of one, I don't like to wear a lot of the same things multiple times. I don't know, it's just weird. Like, if I'm like going to work, like say either I skate to work or ride my bike, I want to not wear that shirt again because there's nowhere for it to really dry properly.
Yeah. So 12 hours later, it's still damp.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
And I somehow, like, I mean, sometimes I like mentally prepare myself to like, I'm going to want to go get a drink and I'm just going to have a nice shirt or a different shirt.
Yeah. A dry shirt.
Yeah.
Is what you mean.
Yeah. Ultimately a dry shirt. So, frustrations, when how do you deal with them, like as far as your job trying to possibly consume you into it? Because I know you've been a manager before and offered manager positions, going from serving to manager, yeah, back and forth because of like you, it, even though it's something like you've experienced and known before, I feel like there, it's like so convincing and easy to like see that comfort lifestyle. And like, oh, I could actually just be a manager, make some money, and still do my thing. But once you do that manager thing, it's like, that's your life.
Yeah.
Somehow they like trick you into that.
You know, you're working 20, 30 more hours a week than you would otherwise.
Yeah.
And when you're working that much, when you have time to do the things you like. So, I think managers, their life is managing.
Yeah.
Like, the things they do for fun are sleep and shower.
And that's, like, 10 minutes before they got to be out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. But how do you deal with the other end of frustration? Is like, if your music isn't going so well, and you're like, maybe I'll just continue just working, man, not with the music.
Yeah, it's something I guess I think about a lot lately, being 31. Been playing music for probably 12 years. Been in the service industry for, like, 11 years. So a lot of my, on my mind a lot, you know, trying to start a life, keep my wife happy.
Congratulations on your new house.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Pay the mortgage. So I think about, how am I going to keep doing this and, not be selfish with my time. So I don't know. I try to work as much as I can, but also I've been keeping an eye open for new work, but also work harder than ever on music. Just so when I have to make a decision, or if I have to make a decision, I can say that I tried really hard on both of them. So I don't want to stop doing one or the other without any regrets.
Yeah.
I'll always play music. I don't want to say I'll always be service industry because I love it.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be refreshing to not do it for a while. Yeah. So, you know, just doing both hard as I can.
Could you see yourself doing a 9-to-5 or like an alternative type of job? Or like a trade job? I mean,
you know what? Like, as far as service industry goes, I feel like I would really like to be like work with whiskey or like be a rep or tequila, something like that. Like,
yeah, I remember one time you were like,
yeah, I like tasting stuff. Beam? I like talking yeah. about. Oh yeah, you were that Jim Beam tasting.
Yeah,
we did, like what? We drank like 12 different whiskeys yeah. that day. Before the shift?
Before the shift, yeah. These pre-shift tastings are wild. Shout outs to Damien.
Good idea.
We're going to have a show coming out soon. We did a tasting of some shit beers or low-priced beers.
I can't wait to hear that.
Especially for these hot summer days. You know, everyone has their favorite.
Economy beers.
Yeah, the economy beers. Yeah. Yeah. You'd be surprised if the fucking fan favorite. It was really interesting.
I definitely want to hear it. But yeah, I don't know. I think if I stayed in service industry, it would be do something like that mm-hmm. outside of service industry. I don't know. I feel like I'm the kind of person that if I want to get good at something, I can get good at something.
Yeah.
So I guess whatever opportunity presents itself.
That's what's up. So what's new with the band?
The band? Everything's new, I feel like. Since our first release, maybe it's like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. We have a full record written, and we're just starting to demo it out. Best case scenario, get some help, and be able to play a lot more than we did before.
That's what's up. I just had a random thought. So in my previous episode, I interviewed a friend of mine, Jeff,
yeah.
in the band Last Generation of Films, and he was in school for acting, and he said he took acting into his work space, but being I was like asking him the comparison of being on stage as being on stage as like in work behind a bar or like in front of people
mm-hmm.
he still gets shy on stage. Do you see like your job helping you interact with strangers, and like does that help your stage presence at all?
I feel like my stage presence could use some help. As far as like talking to a large mass of people,
mm-hmm.
where I kind of do that at work sometimes, you know, talking to a lot of people, and I love it. I feel like I'm good at it.
Yeah, and it's a constant rotation. Like, I mean, everybody has regulars and stuff, but it's like, 70% of the people you see for the first time and the last time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. But as far as like entertaining a crowd outside of playing the songs I wrote, I kind of don't know what I'm supposed to say, so I often say little.
What's up?
Yeah.
You ready to rock?
If you ever see me say that, just find a tomato
somewhere.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've definitely made really bad jokes, awful jokes,
but I'm pretty sure you've done that to a table.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, there's my money for the night.
Yeah, I just apologize, you guys. Don't listen to me. I'm sorry. Yes, but I think they both help each other. I definitely enjoy talking to people, and I like being in crowds. I'm a very social person, so
yeah.
I think that's part of the reason why I like music, and definitely the reason why I like the service industry.
Yeah, there's this whole social aspects of it that like people don't notice. Like, it's not even just the interaction with guests. It's your coworkers, and sometimes depending on your restaurant or whatnot, or I don't know, not even depending, there's always a constant flow of new faces and personalities and
yeah.
emotions when you don't really know what's going on. You get a baggage full of things when you're walking in the door sometimes.
Oh yeah, people you like, people you don't like. But after being in the industry, I've been, you know, forever, I feel like it's really easy to tell myself that, you know, when the night's over, the night's over. Or when the table's gone, the table's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone gets stuck bitching about stuff sometimes, but
yeah.
I feel like it's pretty easy to just say, it's done with.
Yeah. Do you think the service industry also helped with that whole mentality? Is like, does that help you with like normal life things? Like, it happened. It's here. It's gone.
I never thought of that, but I think, yeah, you might be right. That's very much like my personality. I feel like if something isn't the way you like it, make it the way you like it. If you can't, don't sweat it, because why waste your time?
Yeah. It's just a meal.
Yeah. Which it could be just anything, but it's all the same.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing where I always feel like people's, that whole controlling attitude and demanding is like, you know, it's just a drink, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, there's people who I don't want to use the expression, but I don't have another one, get off on that, but they like to boss people around. That's what they live for.
That's what those people that are secret shoppers and Yelpers.
Secret shoppers.
Yeah.
I am, mark my words right now, I'm jinxing myself. The place I work at, I've been working at for over 3 years, I think, and we have secret shoppers every month.
You do?
I've never been shopped once.
I got shopped once. I got shopped 3 times, one shift.
What?
Because the place where we worked, I would hop around different bars. And like in the middle of each time I would like end up having to go fill in somewhere, it was like a shopper at the bar.
Oh my God.
I was like, how can I be out here and there's a shopper? And how can I go down there and like there's someone shopping? Like,
that's unbelievable.
Like, it was wild. And that was like during one of those phases where it was like a shop phase when half the staff was disappearing.
So the restaurant was probably slayed. You got 3 100s.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got away with a lot of shit. But this isn't about me. But yeah, I've also found like the industry just being, I mean, it's a way to actually connect with people. And if you have a talent, it's a way to like introduce it to people that you probably wouldn't think would ever listen to your type of stuff. And like, you're actually like one-on-one with a new fan possibly or potentially.
Yeah.
And they have a whole group that they can like.
I'm awful at talking about my band to people who I think might like it. I had this one table once, they were heading to a show. I forget what band, but it was a band that was definitely in the same genre as my band. And I had a backpack full of stickers. And I was like arguing myself, like, just give him a fucking sticker. And I was like, don't be that guy. Don't give him the sticker. I didn't give him the sticker.
Self-promotion. Yeah, I mean, there's a win to promote, kind of.
Yeah.
But I'll slide that on the table. Like, hey, guys.
Here's your check. And a sticker.
And a sticker. So what do you want your next movement to be? I know you. We were talking off camera earlier about you're going through a transition as far as band members, and
oh yeah,
it somehow created or produced that energy for you to write down 12 songs.
Yeah, always. I feel like any change in life just gives you momentum, and that was a big change in the band. How do I say? Like, it was necessary, but I wish it didn't have to happen. But I'm definitely, I'm in a place I wouldn't have been before if it hadn't happened. So, I think the next move, I'd love to get these songs recorded and play as many shows as I physically can, between my work life and social life.
Yeah.
And show these songs to as many people as I can, because I'm really proud of them.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's cool. I don't know if I have any more questions or anything. You got anything for me? I mean, I'm down to talk about anything. This became as a result of me losing the job that I was with you at. So
that, I loved the last one you did with what'd you say his name was? Josh?
Jeff.
Jeff.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that was a good moment. But yeah, I feel bad because I've never been able to make it to one of your shows, which is my downfall, because it's horrible at managing my time.
Most of us are.
Especially with the type of job that we had. It's with like the late hours and early days, believe it or not. Like, yeah. You got to be at work at 2:00. There's not much you can do when you got off at 3:00.
No.
And that's not like a one day thing. That's like a 4 days in a row. And then I want to go hang out, but I'd rather just like sit here, smoke a bunch of weed, or like get shitty at the bar around the corner.
Yeah.
Like at least the least amount of activity. But I do like to support as much as possible. I remember like cop two of those shirts from you as soon as you have.
Yeah. Them. You know, I will say, you know, if anyone wants to come to the show, it's not everyone's thing. But you wore those shirts all the time.
Yeah.
And that was plenty repayment for never making it to a show. And I feel like
every time I wear one, someone's like compliment me and ask me about it too.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
If anybody wants to check them out, you can go to our Bandcamp. Bandcamp.com/hereandnowband. I hope I didn't fuck that up.
We'll have the information on the
little
bio of the episode and all that.
Yeah, but yeah, we definitely got t-shirts and all kinds of stuff you can pick up, music to download.
Yeah, we got some shirts too.
I want one. Yeah. I need one, actually.
It's a long sleeve. Perfect for these summer nights and cold. When you want to blast the AC but be under the cover.
Oh, yeah.
And watch snowfall. That's my old shit.
It's New American York. Life.
Yeah.
Blast AC. And
blast
put
your
on
AC. Yeah. Like in the middle of July. Who else is doing that? Going outside to barbecue? Yeah, that's the way to do it.
You got to put shorts on to go outside and barbecue and then put your sweatpants on.
Yeah, it's like it's cold in here.
Make it colder.
Yeah. Where's the blanket? Yeah.
Making hot cocoa.
Yeah. Do you got any off-industry, off-music things that you're interested in or you're excited about? You're going to see Star Wars in the full orchestra tonight.
I am. I'm so psyched about it. I'm wearing my Star Wars Vans slip-on.
Oh, okay. I see now. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, tonight they're showing A New Hope. With the Philly Orchestra playing the score over it, and I can't wait. You said, which is actually something I would love to talk about with you, that they had done one with Interstellar.
Yeah.
Which a couple songs off this record that we're finishing up writing is about Interstellar.
Word. Are you Team Tars or... what was it? Fuck, I'm so ready.
I love Tars. Who else would I be for?
Well, what was in the case?
Case,
the two robots, Tars or Case?
A Case was the one on Matt Damon's planet.
No, the one on Matt Damon's planet was like he fucked up.
Yeah,
Case is the one who tried to save it when Romley got blown up.
Wait, I didn't.
Spoiler alert.
Was there two robots?
Yeah,
and the one on the plane, the one on the spaceship.
Tars went through the fucking to the time zone
He made all the funny
to the
jokes.
Black hole with
Tars is hilarious.
Was it Tars or yeah? Because he was like trying to. He was adjusting his humor setting from the jump. Oh man, we're going to a whole nother episode. I like it. Oh yeah, dude. What was the inspiration for your songs?
So they're definitely my favorite songs that I've written for this record. The one is like all encompassing. Do you know what Miller Planet is? The planet Miller?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Anybody who's not that familiar with the movie hasn't watched it 1,000 times like Torthell and I.
Yeah.
It's the water planet. So, I feel like just everything about that segment of the movie, that chapter, is wild.
That was the big what the fuck moment in the movie for me.
They're not mountains.
No, they're not mountains. And there's fucking 30 years. Gone.
27.
Yeah. Seeing Romley, I tried. When they open the door, gray hair. Like,
and, oh my God. Yeah, if that wasn't heavy enough, when he went to hypersleep like twice.
Yeah.
And he got bored, so he just hung
just
out.
Stood.
If that wasn't heavy enough, then he goes and watch those videos.
Yeah. Of his children growing up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. See, ooh. Yeah.
I like to when things move me, like that movie, that scene, I feel like I want other people to feel moved, which is a lot of the reason why I play music, which is a lot of the reason why I wrote a song about that part, to try and express that emotion to people either who haven't seen it or have seen it and be like, oh yeah, like, you know, nailed it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Do you like Hans Zimmerman as a composer or a film?
I learned how to play a lot of that Interstellar soundtrack.
He did
on guitar.
He did my other time on Inception. He did the music for that too.
Which was the music to that was, yeah, I think, as heavy as the plot.
Yeah, he's good with he's a good composer for that. I would love to see that whole live setup.
I love that in Inception, when they would go further into the dream, mm-hmm, the music was the same music but slowed down.
Yeah,
because the time is slowed down, I mm-hmm suppose.
And it would like go back to like the slow motion scene. The van was falling in off the bridge for half the movie, right? Half the movie. Oh, they're still there.
They're still falling.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. But yeah, we're definitely gonna come back and do a fucking Interstellar sit down.
All right, yeah.
We can even just do a little Hans Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Wrote like a 4-day thing. I did a. That's a 4-day thing. Yeah, one time I tried to. Me and my friends in Atlanta, we tried to do a Lord of the Rings marathon, them all in one day.
How far did you make them do it?
Without being blackout drunk. Like, it was just like one of those things. We started off with like these big bottles of wine, and then we were like smoking weed. She had her friend come in dyeing her hair. It was like, I mean, each one of those movies are like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So that's 12, that's half a day almost. A little, how many is it? Four of them?
That's three? Like most of my waking hours in a day.
Yeah. And I mean, we didn't start till like 12. And there was like, you know, pauses, going to get more wine. Yeah, it was a very long process. And it like ended up with just all of us being in the kitchen with other people that were just like coming to hang out. And one person sitting Indian style watching the movie. I even ended up getting my beard dyed. I was like, what the? I was,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Do I remember that? Was it like a gray or a blue or something like that?
No, that was my hair. That was like a teal color.
Which was rad.
Yeah. It was a, what was that?
It's a wild
Eagles thingy. Eagles season.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, it was a little bit ago. But yeah, that's what's up. Anything else you want to get, you want to wrap it up, get some shout outs in? Yeah, it's good.
Sure.
Shout out some for people to look forward to.
Oh,
all the good shit.
Honestly, there's nothing. Maybe just keep an eye out for stuff to look forward to. But right now, no announcements to make as far as Here Now goes. Just that we are planning to announce stuff. That's it though. Shout out to Service Industry for paying my bills.
Mm-hmm. And the missus.
Oh, yeah, and my wife for dealing with it. The service industry and the music.
Yeah.
She's a saint, one of a kind for sure.
Do you ever just sit there strumming the guitar in the house, though, a lot?
Yeah. I think she likes that. I think she likes when there's just music playing. But lately, you know, opposite work schedules, I couldn't tell you the last time she saw me play music. Mm. So, but yeah, that's usually what I'm doing. I'm usually just sitting around with the guitar in my hands, just making up bullshit. Not liking most of it.
At least is your opinion.
Yeah, everyone's their own worst critic.
Yeah,
sure.
You don't want someone else to be like, yeah, I don't like that shit. Like, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess shout outs to the service industry for introducing me to this lifestyle and everything. Shout out to LP, who's here with me, Mornings with Winds, Monday through Thursdays, DiMaggio, Madge and Dave Sports Show, Damien's Tastings coming up soon. We got shirts, long sleeve shirts, second run, very limited quality, very, very limited quality.
Quantity.
They're
the highest quality.
They're the highest quality. There's a front pocket with a logo and a huge back logo on the back. Yeah. Very limited number of those, so if you're interested, you know, talk to us. Yeah.
It was fun.
My cat.
I know you had a cat.
Family. Yeah, it's cat. Cat. LP, you want to give some shout-outs? He's been sitting here the whole time. I'll let you guys know he's here.
Hi, everyone. I love you. Shout-outs to T-Dot. Shout-outs to Pat. Shout-outs to everyone. Long sleeve, we love you.
Good night. Peace. We'll be right back.
crash into me.